welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by the organizer of the Prom Closet up in Coon Rapids, but it services the Guthrie County area and surrounding areas as well. We're going to be talking about the program and how young ladies can benefit from that. So, Donna, thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
So first off, let's just get into a little bit of background on the program. I know you're not the one who started it, but how long have you been involved with this program, and where did it start from?
Well, this will be my second prom season. It was actually started by Gail Daniel in Glidden-Ralston. It was housed at the Catholic Church there in Glidden, and they asked us to bring it down here, and so we moved all the dresses, and we kind of did a little bit of remodeling on our church. We had some empty rooms, and we made one room into dressing rooms, and one room houses all of the dresses.
Awesome. And the current location there in Coon Rapids is at the Ascension Lutheran Church, 406 Fifth Avenue South. Kind of talk about the program and kind of what you guys all have there and times that you'll be running this month.
How the program works is we are donated prom dresses, formal shoes, accessories, jewelry, purses, that sort of thing. And girls can come in that maybe can't afford a prom dress, and they shop on our shopping days, which are the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th from 9 to 2, and they can come in and shop. And everything in here is free of charge. And I get asked a lot what the charge is for the dresses, and I don't know how to make it any clearer than say it's free. But yeah, I still get people saying, so how much are these dresses? There's no price on them, and it's because they're free.
Is that just kind of because these girls that come in, they're not aware of the program, and they're expecting to pay something?
I think they hear about it through one thing or another, and I think it's just a little shocking, to be honest, that there's no fee for any of this.
And you said you have generous donations that get brought in. I know the information I have, you have a couple locations where people can drop off those donations. First of all, is that financial donations as well as dresses and shoes of that nature? And where are those locations they can drop those materials off at?
We don't actually take any financial donations. Mostly it's just dresses. We don't actually have a bank account or anything. There's no profit in it for us running this. The locations are the Iowa Savings Bank locations in Carroll, Glidden, and Coon Rapids, and the People's Trust and Savings located in Jefferson and in Guthrie Center. And I'm always available also if you're like in Des Moines or something. I can definitely get to Des Moines every once in a while and dresses as well. But that's really what I would like to stress, is that without people who are willing to give us the dresses, there is no prom closet. And so many of these dresses were hundreds of dollars new, and people can't afford that. And, you know, they may just say, oh, I didn't want to go to prom anyway, just to kind of save face. And if they know that there is a program like this where they can just come and shop, and it's free. And we've got all sizes. We have from size 0 up to size 22. Lots of dresses in every size.
I know this is the prom closet, so you think high school, but is there an age limit on this, or is there a stipulation, like you have to be a high school student, or what's the guidelines?
No, I have actually had a couple girls in college who are going to, like, say, a fraternity formal or sorority formal that have come back and used some of the dresses. And we've also, a lot of times when girls take advantage of the prom closet, they'll come back the next year, they'll bring that dress back, and they'll get a different one, which is always great to see. I always love to see girls coming up the sidewalk with dresses.
That's absolutely fantastic. And just a couple last things here, Donna. Is there a story or a moment in either the last season or just the preparations for this season or in your general experience of this program that's kind of stuck out to you, kind of touched you to keep you involved in this program?
You know, I talked to my daughter about this, and she said, and it's not really one moment, but we've had, I know we sent out more than 60 dresses last year. Two girls didn't find dresses, and every other girl that came found a dress. And, you know, they walk in and they kind of look around, and sometimes they're kind of shy about it, and their moms are kind of saying, well, what about this one? What about this one? And we have a really nice setup. Our dressing rooms are separate and they're private. They've got full-length mirrors, and the girls come in, and it's just kind of funny and ironic, every girl except two found dresses. And I told my daughter, I said, it's kind of like the loaves and fishes. There just always seems to be the right dress. And I hope that, you know, everybody that hears this that has a dress, and I know you can sell dresses, and I know you can hang on to dresses, but giving these dresses to the prom closet and allowing somebody else to walk in and find it, to me, is that's as good as getting, you know, $100 for that dress that's in your closet.
Fabulous. Great program there out of Coon Rapids, but to anyone around the area, even you said Des Moines, can take advantage of this. Donna, anything else you want to say about the program or the community members that have been able to keep this going?
Thank you to anybody who has been willing to donate dresses. It's a kind of an anonymous donation. You know, they never really know who shows back up a week or a month or a year later to take that dress home. So it's just kind of the knowledge that somebody, that's going to be the dress that they're going to kind of walk in and find. So I just want to say thank you to every single person who has brought a dress, shoes, or any accessory. I just appreciate it so much, and I know that all of these girls do too.
Fantastic. Well, a 2018 resolution for you. If you're looking to clean out your apartments, your houses, or your closets, and you got some prom dresses, shoes, purses, accessories in there, I think you've just found your location to drop those off at. Donna, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.